What's up, everybody? This is Eduardo from Beyond Every Toy Aisle. This is episode 17, and we have a special guest today. His name
is Felipe.
This is the first time I met him. So it was a pleasure meeting
you, man. Thank you. Thank you for the inductee to the club, I guess. No worries, man.
We haven't introduced
My daughter.
This is
my daughter, Tina. And my wife, Michelle, behind the camera.
You made the cup, bro. You made the snack.
Yeah, bro. So,
I feel like a setup. It was a setup. You set me up, B. You set me up. You know? Inside joke meme, you know.
What was I going to tell you? If you want to go ahead and start telling us a little bit about your origin story, about how you started collecting.
Sure. Well, like, I just recently started. Well, first and foremost, thank you for the gift, Benny.
You're welcome.
I'm into dragons over here. Pretty cool dragon.
I'm going to talk to you.
So... I started with Dragon Ball, you know, like, recently.
What about your childhood? Did you collect anything?
As a kid, dude, like, what I only had was my Holy Grail, dude, and I told this Benny, and I'm still looking for it, bro, and it's hard to find. It's that 16-inch Ninja Turtle with the VHS, the 1990s.
Okay.
Yeah, the Michelangelo. Dude, it broke my heart, bro, because my dad was, like any other Mexican dad, machismo.
Yeah.
And he loved to drink and all that, so... He said, you know what, enough of these toys stuff.
And threw it out? No.
He made us, me and my brother, get all of our stuff. Like, we had hand-me-down toys, you know what I mean? Like, old school luchadors, the plastilina ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are the only ones we were...
Lay them off flat.
Those are the only ones my family could afford, you know?
Yeah.
Or sometimes me and my brother, we would collect cans and we would, like, get those stuff.
Yeah, get the money in order to, like, buy your own stuff.
Yeah. So, my dad, I guess, didn't like that, dude, so He made us sell all our toys. He made us do like a yard sale, fool, and he dumped all of our toys. And he goes, you know what? You guys are old enough for fucking toys.
Kids,
yeah, exactly.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
So,
build us up and stuff like that. And I tell him, dude, I'm like, I'm good thing you guys do what you do, man, because I love that. You know what I mean? Benny put me up on game. He told me, you know what? It's not about the money, dude. It's the experiences and the life stories we shared. And I'm like, damn, dude, I want to be a part of something like that, dude.
Yeah.
That's freaking cool, dog. Like anything that has positivity, I want to be involved in it, you know?
Yeah.
So if anybody comes across, I'm looking for that 16-inch Ninja Turtle, 1990s, and I'll share my story, man, and it's just one of those things, when I see it, I'll cry, dude, you know what I mean, I'm gonna freaking cry, because that's my Woody, bro, and I talked to Benny about it, and he goes like, yeah, fool, those are hard to find, bro, I'm like, good luck, and I've been looking, man, and when I come across it, it's just like, they wanted a ridiculous price, bro, and I'm just like, oh, I don't have enough right now.
Yeah.
So let me save up a little bit more.
You'll find it, bro.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a matter of patience.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard. It's hard because a lot of people want to get their stuff like right away. You know?
Yeah, exactly,
bro. I always see it like, if I don't have the money, then I ain't gonna spend it. You know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly, bro.
I never try to put myself in any risky situation.
I understand.
Financially and I think I've always been like that, because I've never gotten like too desperate about stuff. You can ask Benny.
Chill out.
Patience, bro. You gotta be patient, because it's fucking hard, bro.
It was taking a toll, you know, on my family. You know, I gotta give my family time, bro. I can't be doing this all the time. But. Eduardo has shown me patience, bro. I used to be one of the first ones out there always showing off, buying stuff. But now, I lay back in the cut, get what I need, and no pressure.
I think for me, what it was is like, the Marvel Legends were always $20, and I didn't have money to spend $20 on a figure, you know? So I was like, I gotta collect something, but it's not gonna be that expensive, you know? After a while, I started getting like the Amiibos and like World of Nintendo figures and stuff like that. But I never spent more than I had, you know, because I never wanted to get into debt or anything. And I was in college, so I was like, I can't do this right now, you know.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man. Like I said, dude, I never collected them like these type of figures before, man, and I always wanted to. And my family, like, dude, we struggled, bro. We struggled a lot. And it's just that my cousins, like that's a different story, man. And, like, I can tell you that behind the camera. But, dude, they somehow found a way, and their parents found a way to buy them, like, the new Ninja Turtles. Yeah. And they would show that off to me and my brother, you know what I mean? While we're dealing with, like, secondhand toys, so broken.
Were they doing it on purpose, like, to show off and stuff?
I think so, you know what I mean? And then my tia would, like, tell them, like, you know what I mean? This is for my cousins. I'm not sure if it's true or not. But then again, my cousins would tell me, hey, fool, like, I can't let you play with my toys because if you break it, then my mom's not going to buy me anymore.
Yeah.
And I could see that being possible, you know what I mean? But it's kind of messed up as a kid, you know what I mean? Like, somebody's not sharing their toys, and that kind of leaves, like, a imprint in your soul, you know what I mean? And, like, I don't know, it just bugs me, dude. Like, when people tell me, hey, dude, like, you know what? Like, you're a grown-ass dude. Like, you're buying toys. I'm like, dude, I'm bringing my childhood back, dude. I'm like, that's something that I wasn't able to enjoy as a kid. Like, open up that toy and, like, you know what I mean? Oh, damn, you know, my parents got me this toy.
I think the biggest issue with that is they probably can't relate, you know?
Exactly, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Or like, because it could be either sports or, like, whatever the case, but you could say the same thing about that, you know, about them. Like, hey, you know, you like soccer or whatever, and I like soccer. I'm just giving this as an example, but, like, soccer fucking sucks, or, like, you know,
you can talk
shit to them about it.
True.
You don't got to feel bad, man.
No,
you know?
True.
You don't got to explain nothing to nobody,
bro. They don't pay your bills.
That's true. Or adults know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's just funny, though. You know what I mean? It's just, like, it's crazy. It's just hilarious.
We're used. I think it doesn't faze us anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it didn't faze me a while back. Like, it's been a long time since it fazed me.
I've never really shared.
Probably since college, like, a couple years back.
Well, Benny gets to share a little bit about me. Like, he interests me out, too. Like, he tells me, like, damn, we were so fucking serious, dog.
How did you guys, I mean, you guys used to work together, right?
Yeah, used to work together. Yeah. 22nd and Imperial. You know what, 2003.
Like, somewhere around there, bro. Like, I was like,
you were 17, 18, bro, and I was straight out of...
I was already a manager, bro.
Yo salí de la universidad.
I was just hanging out with the managers, bro. Yeah. Like, this fool was a red shirt. I would teach him everything, dude.
Yeah, he's my trainee. I took his position when he left.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, bro.
I'm just freaking Miyagi to this guy. You know,
when I got to AutoZone, bro, and you know, the guys that stuck out were Felipe and George. I could relate to them. Why? Because I looked at them and they were like, okay, they come from the neighborhood. They know what's up. Yeah. So I kind of like was drawn to them because they would kid around, joke around. And I remember Felipe and him and George were discussing, like, damn, did you see the fat guy? That fool's gonna be lazy.
I said it. I told him. And he told me, hey, what'd you think about me? And I told you straight up, bro, I think you're
going to
be lazy as fuck.
Bro, I went in there, bro. We started doing truck that day.
Yeah.
It was shipment. So I went in there and I started busting my ass, bro. I was
shit,
like...
That shit blew me. I was like...
So I was like, hey, man, why'd you guys think you wanted to wear one?
No, first he comes up to me and is like, hey, Felipe, I'm done doing this. Like, what do you want me to do next? Like, you're not done doing that shit, dog. I know you're not. Anyway, it's like loading up the rotors, fool. Oh,
pero es que yo traía eso en la mente. Dije, nah, these guys think I'm fat. Fuck that. I'm going to show them.
Because the motors, fool, like, honest to God, dog, that's the hazing ritual, fool.
Okay.
Yeah. Le mandamos a hacer los pinches rotors
lo más pesado.
Las flechas primero and shit.
Los rotors.
And, dog, we're not talking about, like, light pound rotors,
yeah.
Right? These rotors are like, what, 15, 20 pounds?
60, like, truck rotors, the troques, bro.
Yeah. Like, dog, it's like, and then, llegan,
so, commercial
trucks.
I got to know them through the whole AutoZone thing, you know, when you're kids, when you're young, you know, you build up a rep.
Yeah.
So, you know, Felipe was one of those guys, you know, that I never really envisioned into something like this. That wasn't the person I knew.
Like action figures?
Action figures. Él venía del mundo que yo venía, bro. So he never... We never showed that.
Were you guys aware that both of you... Did you collect that?
No, bro. This happened...
Recently,
like,
right?
What? Recently, bro. He just came out of the woodwork. Hey, man, you got Dragon Ball?
I like Game of Thrones, bro, and I like dragons. And I told my wife, you're like, you know what? I'm gonna start collecting. I'm gonna start collecting, you know what I mean? And she goes, like, collecting what? And so like, I'm like, I don't know, I'm going to start collecting dragons. So like, I really like dragons. And I started the Game of Thrones, and I fell in love with that series because the mother of dragons.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah, that's my queen. Like, if I'm looking for dragons, that's my mother of dragons. Yeah. That's my queen. So I started looking out into the dragons. And this was like, out of nowhere, this one posts up like, oh, I got figures. It was on Facebook. And I was like, I'm going to ask him just in case. Like, a ver si lo tiene. And he goes, hey, you got any dragons? And he goes, like, I got this one. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I was like, shut the fuck up.
I went
like,
to a good home.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, I know it's from Game of Thrones, but I don't know shit about it. Yeah. Like, dog, I can tell you everything about that fucking dragon, bro.
Anyway, he gave me the history.
Yeah, I like the whole series of the fucking movie. I mean, the HBO series. So it's just like, ah, dude, I fell in love with that dragon, dude. I as a matter of fact, when the Night King takes over that dragon, I cried when the fucking Night King took over that dragon. Damn. And now I got this fucker taking control of my PS4 and shit. You know what I mean?
You see where I come from now. Yeah, dude. Me having to understand that from Philly, I never understood.
Yeah, dog, it's crazy.
It wasn't something that was the norm, right?
It wasn't in the norm. We were young, but we were at neighborhood parties. Yeah, with, you know, we went around, you know, hang out with different crews, you know.
It was the racing scene, dog. That's what it was back then. It was just the racing scene.
The racing scene.
Yeah, dude. Like, no, like early 2000s. The Fast and the Furious was out. Everybody was trying to buy fucking... Intakes and exhaust, and we would talk shit to them, right?
That's what we would talk about, the Chunti stuff at AutoZone, bro. Wait,
it is those Knight Riders, put the exhaust, man.
Remember that? Knight Riders?
Yeah.
You remember that?
They were they would stay by my place.
Yeah.
I know all of them, bro. We grew up with them.
My brother and I, we went to high school with these guys.
Shout-outs to the Knight Riders, the San Diego Knight Riders.
Those carros tenían los decals.
Sí, bro, yeah.
They were giving them away at all the parties.
Yeah.
Well, at the parties.
I was too young, like, at this. When you guys
that was morro, bro. Yeah, you were young, bro.
No, the parties, it was just like my boy Jesse. Shout out to my homie Jesse. Like, he DJ, like, he was the local DJ for when he would DJ some of the parties, dog. And I even got invited for the Knight Riders, dog. A lot of people don't know this. Shout out to the old school homies, fucking 3P, those who started racing, dog.
Oh, really?
And then the Knight Riders, so those juniors, way, that's his way is. So they, when they saw 3P, it was like, when I was in high school, the homies,
respect.
Yeah, they played soccer, bro. They all played soccer.
This is
where soccer. They started playing soccer, dog, and they started racing and all that shit. And before that,
San Diego High.
Yeah, fool. Oh, like a bunch of shit, dog. It's history, dog. Ooh. And for those that don't
that's
believe
my
me,
high school right
yeah,
there.
If you don't believe
see,
me,
see, bro. Cavers, I told you would relate to him a lot, bro.
Cavers, dog. Old school Cavers and shit. They know what's up. Like you don't believe me, like you know, it's tripped out, dog.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's weird how everything just interconnects.
So you guys don't race anymore?
No, bro.
Like,
we're done with that.
I honestly, like, I lost touch of the cars. Like, I love cars and I love the ingenuity behind them. But as far as working on them, my dad made me hate them, bro. Like,
oh, really?
I told you, because he took my childhood away from me. He took all my toys away from me and he made me work with them, bro. So, like, I would go to the junkyards, like, and he would lie to people. Like,
he's the guys, bro, that you walk in there, bro?
To get in there.
Get the partes, bro. He's the guy that you hired cuando no llevas herramienta, bro. Ocupó esa puerta.
Yeah.
Y él iba y te la quitaba.
I mean, and then we would take, but mostly we would do engines. We would do engines, transmissions, and stuff like that. So, and then it was the last of the month, so... We have to pull at least two engines and at least two transmissions para ganar feria para la fan. Because the transmissions, what, they're like 200 a piece. There you would get them for like, what, $100 or $120.
So le
sacas. Yeah, exactly. So le sacas dinero, güey, and then you eat, fool.
Yeah.
And then, but, then that's una chinga, güey, you know what I mean? And all those times, I used to work in the car, fool. It's just like, all right, where am I going to get out of this? Fucking $10, dude. Yeah. $20, fool. Yeah. Pinche solazo working from fucking... noon to almost like night, dude.
Man,
you know?
Yeah, bro.
Well, and so, hey, that must have been fucking hard working at like all those hours in the fucking heat. And,
yeah,
like,
I was 13 years old, bro. That's
but you
like,
learned a lot. So,
oh, yeah, dog. I learned how to work on cars. Like, I fixed my own car from time to time, but I hate it, though, dude.
Yeah,
I just remember, like, when I struggle with something, I just like, I get like a relapse, like, of my pops and shit. Like, I love him.
He's not a happy guy when he's frustrated.
Yeah, I love him to death. He's my dad and everything like that, but. Those times as a kid, you know what I mean? His motivation, like skills.
You ever talk to him about that stuff, or is it like?
He's not the type of person you talk to.
Like, damn, nah, that's like, crazy.
So can I say the story about the veteran?
Oh yeah, that's just hilarious.
So, you know, we were at what, like 2 a.m. You know, we're out there in the hood, bro, just riding around. And Felipe goes, "Let's go to the house." So we went to the house, bro, and we're standing outside in the neighborhood. Where it's like what, like 9 of us. 9 deep, we're just standing outside.
Keep in mind, this is outside my house. Like,
and this was my first introduction to the
residence.
Felipe's family, the Juarez. Shout out to the Juarez family. So we roll up, and we start walking to the driveway, and we had bought some drinks, and we were about to just chill out, relax. And your brother comes out of the truck, bro. And he goes, "Bro, Philippe." And I was like, we're like, "What the hell? Who else that guy?" Hops out, bro, and goes inside. And I'm like, "Hey, who'd you have in the truck?"
My brother.
But whatever, we're chilling and shit. And come on, it was like, what, like 5 by then? We'd be loud, we were rapping,
whatever.
Like, 1 o'clock in the morning almost. Oh, yeah, that's out of it, bro. We did that with Jace. It was like 3, you're like 3 or 4.
There was 2 incidents. There was the one when I turned 22, I think.
No, bro, it wasn't that one. Veníamos llegando de un after party, bro.
Oh.
And your dad came out with the tataras, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
At like, it was like 3 in the morning, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm something like that, dude, but there's all kinds of stories.
There's kinds of stories, bro.
Bro, it's crazy, man. It's just good to get reacquainted with this guy.
Felipe, you guys better quit.
So, Ninja Turtles was the biggest thing in your childhood, or
Yeah, well, like, I was telling this guy, and he doesn't remember it, and I remember clearly, bro, we were at AutoZone at the parts counter one time. And I was arguing.
Maybe I didn't want to show you what I knew,
no,
bro.
No, yeah. I was arguing with this guy for the longest talk, and I'm like, "Hey, wait. We were sharing like childhood cartoons."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Remember that one cartoon?" He goes, "Qual way?" I said, "I'm on Bart Star way." I'm on Bart Star. "Hey, wait, no, my nigga on Bart Star way." And I was like, "Hey, wait, no way. It's un pinche space cowboy way." Okay, he comes down and he's like, he gets strength of a bear and like speed of a puma and shit like that. And he goes like, "Hey, wait." He's like, no.
Yeah.
Then he goes, "Esos son los caballeros de Zodiaco." And I'm like, "Nah, I remember Caballeros de Zodiaco, dog. It's not Caballeros de Zodiaco." So I'm just like arguing. And we let it go. I let it go. And so fucking just recently, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I told him, "Hey, dog, remember that one story?" And he goes like, "What story?" So like, "Remember when we were at the parts counter and we were arguing? Like, what was that fucking anime? I found it."
Yeah.
And he goes like, "Oh, what is it?" And I was like, "Brave Star." He's like, "Hey, wait, no, it's Brave Star Way." And I was
like, "No,
you
said Barf Star."
"Oh, no, Bar Star." Like, "No, it's Bar Star Way." And it's like, "Well, let me Google it right now." Because
yeah,
I was
started mentioning one of the characters, the talking horse with the cannon. That's Brave Star, bro.
Yeah, Brave Star. And then I told him, "Brave Star is Seaway." Yeah, it's Brave Star. You know?
But he didn't know the name.
Yeah, I forgot the name. And I was like, "Oh, how'd it go?" And I'm like, "Brave Star." I'm like, "Oh, it's Brave Star. Yeah, Brave Star." And it was cool because he's like, "Yeah, fool. You know, as a matter of fact, fool, I got a personal collection of Brave Star." And I'm like, "Shut the fuck up." I'm like, "No way, Benny." I'm like, "I gotta see it, bro." I'm like, "I gotta get that." And he was like, "Hey, wait, eso no los vendo, wey. Eso no los vendo, wey." I was like, "Hey, dog, that's my childhood right there, dog. Brave Star, like Thundercats." You know, Thundercats, I had the sword, which that's another one. If I get that sword, bro, I'm going to cry, bro. It's a sword.
Life-size sword?
Yeah, the life-size sword. Yeah. Where you turn it on and it lights up.
Yeah.
And it even goes like, oh, yeah. You press a button.
Yeah.
It lights up. It's like, oh, yeah. Dude, I missed that one, dude. So that one. And then that's my holy grail. But my really one that it really, really hurts. And I promise myself that I'm gonna get is the Ninja Turtles, the 16-inch figure, dog.
I
get that shit, dog. I'm gonna fucking cry, bro. You guys can put me on camera.
All right.
I don't give a shit, dog.
No,
I don't give a shit. Yeah, dude.
Down,
honestly, fool, like, that's my holy grail.
Because
I saw that video, that's one that he posted about the Star Wars, and I'm like, I can relate to that. But, like, dude, when my dad made me sell that shit, dude, me and my brother, dog, we fucking cried. Like, dude, I remember El Vato way, and he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna llevar it." Like, me and my brother were like holding on to it, bro.
Like,
El Vato literally took it off our hands, bro. The guy literally took it off our hands, and he was laughing, dog. He was like,
"Oh, really?"
He was laughing when he was talking.
Do you remember it's just what
like,
it looks like?
Nah, that's
you know
a, like a, no. I wish,
you
but a,
know
I
that,
wish,
bro.
I wish.
That
but,
would be fucking. Nuts.
Yeah, dude. Like the only thing I remember is just like. Like, I can't really remember it, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure if
you're...
You
remember, like, the scene, but you don't remember the face or anything.
Nah, because I was looking at the toy, and I was just like, "No, he's not taking the fucking toy."
Yeah.
Like, he's not taking the goddamn toy. And my dad's like, "Sí, mijo, se lo va a llevar." And like, "A ver, ya, ya." And it's like me and you talking right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad's like, right here, taking the toy away from us, and you're my brother, and we're both holding on to it, dog.
Yeah.
Like, that's the memory que tengo grabada
and
shit.
I still can't believe that guy took it, you know?
Like, well, he paid for it. He paid for it, but I know.
Still, bro, like,
I know. You know what?
Yeah.
Nah, I can't do this to this kid, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll take my money.
But
back,
he probably, I'm thinking he probably knew what it was, you know what I mean? Like, it was a 16-inch figure, bro.
He laughed, bro.
You know what I mean? And then we still had the box and the VHS with. The movie wasn't, like, that in good condition, but it was still in the box. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But we did play with the Michelangelo a lot, though. Because he had this nunchucks, so it was a little accessory. Yeah. But I was like, damn, dude, if I get all four of them full, damn, dog, that's going to be like, anyway, I did it. I mean,
I remember having those weapons now. Yeah. I remember having those weapons now. ¿Qué pasó?
That baggy was on your foot.
This?
Torcido, Benny. Damn. Mira, primero el dragon y ahora esa madre. ¿Qué onda,
güey? Nah, homie, that looks like crack. I don't smoke crack.
Yeah. All right, what else did you, or do you want to ask anything?
No. I'm still listening, bro. I told him to stop yesterday.
Yeah. You know, he said it was a good story.
And we got into the whole sports section, bro. Wait till you hear that section, bro.
You can go into the sports if you want.
Go into sports. Go into the DB7, bro.
Oh, about my daughter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or talk about the league and what you like and your autograph experience with the league guy.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, man, that's cool. So, so.
I think because a lot of the
He already told me, kind of. Ya me dijo un poquito. Yeah.
I told him already.
Rain or shine, bro.
Yeah, I recently got into sports cards. Like,
well, that's what's up.
And now I'm buying soccer ones and basketball pretty much. So.
That's what's up.
It's like, it's just gonna be cool to see if I can get any rookie cards of the dudes that are gonna come up in the future, you know?
Like
the new ones that are in Europe and stuff. And so I don't know. Well, they don't have all the Mexicans yet. Huh? They only have the ones that are in Europe. Yeah, so the sports cards, I'm hoping to land a couple of the rookies, and then the next basketball set, whichever one comes out with the new draft picks, like Zion Williamson, like that one. If you can pick up like a one of one or like an autograph copy, like your investment will fucking be good.
Let me tell you that one. So, I was working with this place, donation center, right? And where the main thing is just to pick up donations. So, long story short, my last stop was Coronado. There was a donation bin in Coronado. So, the boss always says, you know what, if you ever see something that's valuable, set it aside and we'll raffle it off. So, I'm like, all right, cool. So, my last stop, I was just like, all right, cool, dude. So, I started looking, and dude, you're not going to believe me what I found, dude.
What?
A bunch of Sean Merriman fucking jerseys. Man. Fucking autographed by Sean Merriman. Steve Foley signed. Cromartie signed. I forgot. I didn't see no Philip Rivers or David Tomlinson, but he had like a bunch of them. And then I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Was this after like the team left San Diego, or like?
Yeah, this is after the left.
Okay.
But the thing that I saw also, dog, I saw a San Diego State jersey, dog.
Oh damn.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I saw the tag still on it.
Tony Gwynn?
No, San Diego State.
I know, but
the San Diego State men's basketball jersey.
Oh okay.
With the number 50.
Okay.
And I was just like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, what the hell is this? All right, so I saw all the autographs, and I'm like, it's probably nothing. So I took it to work, and I'm like, you know what? I'm like, oh, I found these, dog. And it was like, oh, shit, you know who that is? And I'm like, yeah, Sean Merriman and Cromartie and this and that. And it was like, dog, I'll take those off your hands, bro. And I'm like, what about this one? And it was like, you can't have that one. I don't even watch college basketball. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I didn't think nothing of it, bro. So I'm just like, whatever. So next thing you know, like, I started doing my homework behind, like, those names, you know what I mean? Like, who's number this, who's number that? And at this time, it's like the Spurs and I forgot what other NBA team, they're in the finals, right? In the NBA championship. And I was like, all right, whatever. And I hear, San Diego State sensation, rookie, Kawhi Leonard.
Blah, blah, blah.
And I was just like,
like,
what the fuck? I'm like, nah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, this one went to San Diego State.
Oh, the rap, because he was playing the rap recently, no?
Yeah, no, this was...
When he was back
when he was in San Antonio.
Yeah.
So I was just like, nah, like, let me check. And I went to go check out the jersey, and I started looking. And then I was like, nah, this is too good to be true. He was number 15 when in San Diego State. So I looked at the signatures, and number 15, Kawhi Leonard signed on that fucking jersey, bro.
Damn.
And I looked at all the I looked at all the signatures on the jerseys, and it's San Diego State's best season from 2010, including Coach Steve Fisher's autograph on that fucking jersey, bro.
He retired already, huh?
Yeah, and Coach Fisher retired already. So now, I was like, oh shit, I was so excited for Kawhi Leonard when he won. And I was like, oh shit, and then he won the MVP. I shit myself, dog. I was like, no fucking way. And this past season, I don't even follow basketball, bro.
Yeah, he won.
That you can tell. You can ask anybody. I don't know jack about basketball. Like, all I know is the star names. You know, that's it. But if you tell me stats and shit like that, I don't know shit. But now you tell me about Kawhi Leonard, I know that he's a two-time MVP, two-time NBA Champions Finals, and two-time Defensive Player of the Year, dog. Yeah. And he went to San Diego State. And that he won San Diego State's arguably best season from 2020.
San Diego State.
Shout out to San Diego State. But
that's my alma mater right there. Oh, dude. I was there during the time that they won. When Kawhi
Dude,
was there.
So you could probably authenticate it for me, man. Like,
well, I wasn't there like in the bleachers or anything, but I was there. Like, I used to attend the school.
Well, all I know, I need to get that shit authenticated. And I looked into it, dog, and, like, I got to make a trip to New York or some shit like that.
Oh, really?
Ah, you got to go to Texas, get it graded, bro. Or take it to Frank & Sons.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it depends. It depends.
They told me, because I talked to people online, and I think I put it up on the group one time, and I said, hey, you guys know anybody that could appraise this for me or something like that?
I never seen a jersey, bro, to be honest.
I put it up, I think, in the group.
In our group?
Yeah, I think one time, I think in the beta group or something. I forgot what group. And some guy said, oh, you need to take that shit to Jersey. And then, honestly, I wouldn't mail it. And I was like, fuck no, I'm not gonna mail it.
Yeah.
It still has the tag. The purchase.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, dog. Like, I can show you pictures, dog. Or once, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but, dog, like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I'm just like, and then, I hear, Steve Fisher retires. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? Like, this thing's going, like, up, like, value. And I'm just like, what is going
and
on?
And he's considered, like, the best coach that San Diego State has had. Like, as far as men's basketball, you know, so that's pretty cool.
Not
man.
Only that, but Kawhi Leonard, dude, humble fucking dude.
Yeah.
Humble fucking dude. Great basketball player, dog. Always brings 110%.
That's why like basketball. That's why I'm starting to get the basketball cards too, because I know basketball, it seems like it's gonna fucking explode, dude.
Yeah, bro. Well, so, you got all these young cats now, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about those endorsement deals.
Yeah.
So.
But we'll see what happens with Zion Williamson in the future.
Well, yeah, we'll see, man.
Yeah, hopefully.
I used to play for San Isidro Middle School when I was little.
Shout out to San Isidro.
Shout out to Sim. Ooh, that's how you go.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add, like, as far as, like, collecting or, like...
Oh, no, well, just getting into the Dragon Ball, bro. Like, I remember sharing the story with Benny, too, man. It's just, like...
So, right now, it's just Dragon Ball and Game of Thrones?
Dragon Ball and just dragons, bro. Dragons.
And dragons.
But now that I'm starting, it's like... I want Naruto now because I grew up on Naruto también. Yeah. It's just like, I like the whole persona of Naruto. Like, he's always like, he reminds me a lot of myself. And Benny could tell you straight up. Like, I was a knucklehead and all that, but I wised up, but and I got it though. You know what I mean, I'm still like my position in life is just like, I'm still learning, you know, but I'm evolving, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm evolving from that old school knucklehead.
You're
you know
getting wiser, bro.
There you go, yeah.
You're getting older, bro.
That's true. Age but wisdom.
That's all it is. Bro.
Fucking Naruto, dude. It's like a whole fucking different fucking story, man.
Yeah, I know. It's just
Naruto,
like, I love
is like, damn, bro. Every time
it.
I used to watch, when Jose murió el pinche Jiraiya sensei.
Oh, yeah.
I freaking bald, bro.
Yeah.
I was crying bad. Like, then when they had the ninja war and, like, when la Sakura pelea contra Chibayo sensei, the lady that controls the puppets.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They had to fight al otro, his grandson. Yeah. Did you see those episodes or not?
I saw the ones where he what's that, the village from, no, the what's that, the guy with the fucking scar, the from the sand village. That one was sick.
That's
dog.
When they were small though,
yeah,
huh?
Dog, that was
you gotta shit. Watch until they get when they get older,
yeah,
bro.
Dog, it's tough though, dude. It's tough to get into the season or find them.
Nah, I used to watch. I used to stream them all online for free, like on this website.
Yeah.
I could look it up. I'm gonna show my.
Question,
what's up?
Did you ever hear of LimeWire before?
Yeah, but that shit don't exist no more.
Yeah, the whole case.
LimeWire was big when I was.
There's a bunch
when
of
I was
shit,
like in high school and shit, where you could download
movies and
everything,
shit.
You know.
Everything,
yeah,
bro.
To download everything.
To download
torrents and like all these other.
Yeah,
shit.
I used to download.
I was actually a former
mixtape.
Yeah, I know.
People just weren't aware about that shit.
Yeah, or you could download the music and shit.
Yeah,
and to your phone or to your MP3 or whatever.
Scary,
you know.
You got so many viruses, though, dog.
I never got any of the viruses.
I never got any viruses either.
Because it was like on the iPod or something, you know? So now that, like, it wasn't on my phone because I couldn't afford a phone back then. Like, I was in high school, you know?
I used to just do the CDs. I used to do the CDs because, you mean, like, just burn the CDs? Because this old school player, like he still used to like, instead of just buying the CD, I used to tell the girl, hey girl, pick any list of your favorite songs.
Oh, and you said las abas. Yeah, that was a thing, bro. Oh, that was a thing. Like, you would make a CD for somebody, yeah, like for a girl también. Yeah, like, y le mandabas todas las canciones, like,
yeah, you know,
that board and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's how I feel about you, girl.
Ayúdalos, carnal.
An old school player move. You know what I mean? You can't do that now, but I guess now they use USB sticks. I don't know.
Or they just send them videos. Or they post it on social media or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The digital age.
I don't know. We'll see.
That was awesome. That was fun though, dude. I mean,
yeah.
Good times.
Making those CDs was fucking like.
I used to do it. My sister. Shout out to my sister Angie. I used to do it. Me and her used to go to National City.
Yeah.
And what I would do is like, this is when I was at Southwestern College. So yo iba y sacaba photos of like death row artists or whatever. And I would make a compilation of like just the best tracks of death row.
Yeah,
I sit there with my sister and I'd bump and she would sell clothes and stuff like that. And people would come like, hey man, what are you listening to? What album is that? Ah, it's just a mixtape. I go, you want one? I have them for sale. What songs do you have? I would do lists. I go, look, just make me a list next week.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
And I'll have the list for you.
Yeah, same, bro.
And I would do that, bro, for a while. I would do that on the buses, bro.
Damn.
Selling mix CDs from 8th Street to Southwestern College, bro.
Like in Mexico and shit. Mexico is a whole different story.
Back
the
when it was
stuff.
Legal, now it's illegal.
Now it's illegal.
So it's illegal
let's
in Mexico.
Let's put it out there. It used to be legal. Now it's illegal.
LimeWire era.
Well, I don't know if you have anything else to add as far as like collecting, or if you wanted to touch bases in the soccer stuff, or like,
well, it's up to you guys. If you guys have the time for it, man, I don't mind.
I still have the time, so it's like,
well, like, well, shout out to David Villa and the soccer club, DV7 family.
Is he he's staying out here now?
No, bro. No, he still comes every
yeah, every
once in a while. Whenever they can, you know what I mean?
Is he retired already?
No, bro. Like,
he's about to get retired, no?
Something like that. Something like that. But as far as those details, like, he has his people and all that stuff. Like,
he has his crew.
We just deal with, like, the organization as far as youth development for kids soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you're ever interested, let me know, like, and I could get
that's
you
something that
more.
I have as a big passion, but I have, like, I'm trying to do it everything by myself right now, like, get all the money, and
yeah,
so
it's
I can,
tough, bro.
You know,
it's tough.
I know it's tough. It's just, I have, like, this, like, 20 to 25 year plan where it's, like,
there you go.
Like, I want to, last worst case scenario, I'll take that route, but I kind of want to do it by myself so I can take control of everything, you know.
There you go. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I do want to help out kids that are underprivileged in soccer and in this area, like mainly where I grew up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's hard, you know.
Well,
like,
well,
there's not a lot of support, and there hasn't
exactly.
been a lot of support
exactly.
here in San Diego, and there's a lot of talent.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. That's the thing, bro. Like, a lot of parents don't what they don't understand, bro, is just the fact that their kids are talented, bro, and you just gotta trust them, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I know sometimes it's expensive and but you gotta see it as an investment, dude.
Yeah.
Like, your kids are an investment. Like, believe it or not, I always wanted to play soccer as a kid, bro. Like, always wanted to play. I wanted to play for my high school, play for this, but my parents didn't let me. Well, we couldn't afford it, you know what I mean? So, and it sucked, dude, because each time we would try to do, like, make for something, something always came up. Like, if it was tryouts, my dad had me working, you know what I mean? Like, things like that. And now, which is funny, because I talked to Benny about this, and I told him, it was like, it's funny, bro, because now that I give my daughter all this soccer stuff, dog, and like, and she loves it, and I'm cool for it, now she's like, Papas, I don't want you to go to my practice. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, what are you talking about? Like, yes, because, like, you know what? Like, I get nervous, and this is that. I'm like, dude, I'm like, and I had to talk to her, you know what I mean? Like, I just love to see you play. You know?
Yeah.
I love to see you grow, you know what I mean? Like, but a lot of people have their opinion about it, you know, and I understand.
I guess it just depends on which situation, but it's good that you make that clear to her that that you know it's something that you wanted to enjoy, and you actually get to see somebody that you love trying to go for it, you know, like.
Yeah, exactly.
And
bro,
it's like, I had a lot of, I didn't go too far, you know, like, I did do tryout for like teams and shit and all this other stuff, and I had some sort of support, like at least like. Like, as far as like, my mom approved of me like going, but she wasn't there every single time, you know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, financially, she wasn't able to pay for like no clubs. I played for one club and that's it, and then I had to dip because basically they were getting, my mom didn't want me to go no more because she thought that the people were like putting me down because but I was playing good, you know, but they were putting me down because I didn't have the money.
So she
got me out because she's like, I don't want you to be facing that, you know, like where you're not like kind of welcome. She didn't feel like I was welcome there, so I was like, man, I just want to fucking play, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, growing up like in the Hispanic in the barrio area and all that stuff, like we grow up and then our parents obviously don't have that support. But when they do, there's just like, I don't know, dude, like. Sometimes you don't feel they're emotionally behind you. Like, so it's just like, it's tough.
Yeah.
Like, now with my daughter, like, I understand where she's coming from, dude. Because back then, I was a little bit too hard on her.
Yeah.
And you just have to understand, dude. I'm like, hey, you know what? They're giving it their all.
Yeah.
Like, you just can't put them down like that, you know? Like, you know, at your level, you wanted to, like, impress your parents. And they are impressing you. They're doing everything they can. And you have to respect that, dude.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody's gonna be a freaking messy.
Yeah.
Not everybody's gonna be like, has that talent right away. And it's good. If you see those individuals, they got it. Good for them. Support them, dog. Support them either way. Like, and if it takes dog time, I know parents that we do, honestly, we do a lot of fundraisers, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of fundraisers just to help the other parents. You know, hey, dude, I need help with this tournament. I need help with that tournament. And that's why I love our club, dude. Because our parents, like, honestly, we'll have carne asadas together, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. It's awesome, very, bro. It's very family-oriented, dude. And the people, like, shout out to Kera and all the DBSN family dads. Dude, Father's Day, bro. Best freaking Father's Day I had, bro. We played in the beach right there in Fiesta Island on soccer.
There was soccer games, too, that day, though. You guys took a TV?
No, we didn't, but we just enjoyed the outdoors.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the outdoors, dude, and just, like, we did a little small bonfire with the girls. Like, you know, it helps them build a relationship with them. You know, be more social.
Yeah.
You know, and it teaches them, like real life values.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, like, it's awesome, though, dude. It's just, like, people just don't understand that's what sports really does.
Yeah.
Like, the community, dude.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, come on. It's youth soccer. This is where they need it the most, you know.
Yeah.
They don't need it more at the high school level. They need it at the youth level. You know what I mean? Like, so be a little bit more supportive. And believe it or not, like you mentioned earlier, there is a lot of haters.
How long you been playing versus you?
I've been playing since I was 8 years old. I'm 28, so that's 20 years.
20 years
nonstop.
But he knows what I mean when I said like haters. So like coaches hate on other coaches, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like
That's why I want to do everything by myself, so nobody's gonna be able to talk shit. I'm gonna be the one who's talking shit. Nah, I'm not gonna be talking shit, but I will be able to like. If they say something at me, like, you know, like, I did this, you can't say that about me because it's, like, the contrary, you know?
Because believe it or not, like, DB7's only, like, I think this is the second year.
It's, like, second year, no? Yeah.
But, dude, they did a lot of made on the noise in the tournaments. With being taken second place, third place, this and that. And a lot of the coaches that are here in San Diego, they hate us, bro. They hate DB7, dog. Oh, los españoles llegaron y se creen la gran verga. Like, dude, it's not even about that, dude. It's kid from here.
It's about the kids.
You know what I mean? It's all about the kids. So I'm like, let them grow up, dude. Like, why are you holding that stigma of Spain making international shit? No, dude, I'm like, you're lucky that he's given this opportunity to be taught by a world-class athlete that he's open up for kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's an experience for kids, bro.
Yeah.
I see it.
And but club level, and this is where it gets difficult. You do have to be very dedicated, bro. And a lot of the parents don't have that level of commitment. You know, that's where it gets frustrating. And when you sign a contract with club, and you know what I'm talking about. Like, when you see yourself, you have to be fully committed with tournament fees or not. If you leave the tournament, I mean, leave the club, guess what? You still have the contract available. And guess what? You still have to play for those tournaments even though you're not participating. I'm sorry. You signed the contract. You signed the full commitment. That's what it takes, dude. Like, and that's why a lot of people are not committed to club soccer, dude. Because it's a full commitment, dude. And it's like, if you really want to explore the club level, let me know, dude. And I can just give you a little pointers. But it is a full commitment level, dude.
I think they need to change it, though. A little bit, you know. As far as, like, the amount of money that they... It's hard, you know.
I know.
Especially on the young ones that are, like, that are good. Like, if there's young...
But then again, like yourself, bro. If you want to seek a good education, you have to pay for that, right?
Well, the government paid for it. But even then, like, the right now, like, there's this big old debate that's going to happen soon, bro, where education is not going to become, like, the best pillar for our future, you know?
That's
like,
true. Yeah, that's true.
Like, your daughter's generation is no longer going to have to go to college to be successful.
Yeah, exactly. Because you got the internet and shit. Yeah. Like, dude, I get it.
So it's just going to be crazy how everything plays out, because I think they, once they bring a second division team or some sort of, like, more structure to, like, the MLS... Or
what they're talking about the with youth levels, the unity with international clubs with TJ, they're already doing it.
Oh really?
Yeah. So some of the clubs that we played at the higher up level, we get players from TJ because we're short-handed.
Oh really? Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what's gonna happen with soccer in the near future. It's gonna boom.
And especially with girls soccer, dude. Yeah. It's coming up. Yeah. It is coming up.
Even in Mexico.
Yeah, dude.
Now they have their divisions.
He's been telling me, bro. I've been having Olivia doing.
Yeah, women are doing their thing, dude.
Softball and stuff. And you know, Lotto's been telling me, he's like, why don't you get her into soccer, bro?
Yeah. Like, I'm just doing it to give my daughter a good platform. Anything I could do, it, that's the way I see my life now, dude. It's not about me.
Yeah.
It's all about her, bro. It's all about her.
Pero también tienes que ver si a Olivia le gusta. If she don't like it, bro, then you know, like, if she don't like it.
Bro. Olivia, I did do it earlier when she was little. But I think she was overwhelmed with the competitiveness.
Yeah.
It's different now because Olivia's competitive. No,
my daughter just, at first I started her to gravitate to it, dude. I was like, holy shit. I like, top defender, and I was like, I wait. And then next thing you know, she wanted to fly, so she wanted to be goalie, dog, and nobody could have scored on her, dude. I was just like,
damn.
Holy shit.
What does she play now?
She's goalie, bro.
She's goalie?
She's goalie.
Damn, she's gonna have a good fucking...
No, I got
as long as she gets a little bit taller.
Yeah, no, she got hops, dude.
Yeah.
I can show you videos.
But as long as she gets a little bit taller, she's not gonna have that much competition.
No, and the thing is, like...
Because nobody wants to play goalie, bro.
I know. And my daughter, dude, like, honestly, she's a hybrid, bro. My wife, she's Filipino, and her side of the family is like, her dad's side is German and Danish.
Okay.
So she's going to have a growth spurt, bro. It's like, it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, and my side, obviously, Hispanic.
Yeah.
You know, but her side, Filipino, Danish, German, like...
Ellos son altos.
Yeah, exactly,
los Filipinos, but...
I created a hybrid, you know what I mean? And then with my, like, attitude to just don't give up and just keep going, it's just like, dude, she's beast, bro. Like, honestly, dude, she played versus a gold level, like, tournament over here in Rancho Bernardo, bro. Like, homie, the whole tournament, dude, 4 goals, dude, the whole tournament.
¿Cuántos partidos eran? Like, 6?
Yeah, 6 games.
Like, 6 games?
4 goals, dude.
That's pretty good.
I was like, holy shit, dude. I was like...
Because sometimes I eat, they go land like 4-0.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Exactly. And lately, it's been 2-0. We've been losing 2-0. We've been losing 1-0. You know what I mean? Things like that, bro. But we used to get scored on like, 6-0.
Yeah.
Like she's evolved, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk her up, dude. Like, but I got the video to prove it, dog.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. She still needs a little work here and there. But, dude, she doesn't give up, bro. She's still practicing. I told her, you know what? Please tell me the day you said, you know what, papas, I don't want to do this no more. Just tell me and I'm fine with it.
Yeah, está mejor but, así.
Yeah, but, you don't want to force it, man.
Yeah,
exactly.
I told her, I'm like...
She told me, she's like, Dad, I don't want to do softball right now. I want to take a break. I'm like, all right, well, what do you want to do? I don't know, soccer, maybe swimming. Well, let's do soccer. And that's why I started asking her.
Yeah, dude. That's what's up, dude.
All right, well...
I see him, bro. He's very active.
Well, I try to stay as active as I can.
This guy, I've seen this man play like at 10 o'clock, bro.
Well, I used to play at Brazuca, dude.
Invierno,
we won the championship there. And he was just like,
Eduardo, it's raining, you're going to get sick. Nah, bro, I got to go.
It's fun.
It's going to namaste. I only have 2 days where I can play out of the week, bro, and I got to take advantage of them because...
I'm already having a beer, bro. It's 10 o'clock.
You know, like, I can't go every Sunday because I got to work on this, too. So it's like... The time that I have to play soccer now, I really take it serious because I know eventually I'm not gonna be able to play, and I'm trying to learn.
Right, exactly.
I'm trying to learn by experience, so that way where I can teach the kids when I get them. You know, like I'm trying to learn new things and like trying to identify like ways to teach people while I'm playing.
Yeah.
So
that's how you get it, dude.
In the future, hopefully, I'm gonna like because I already graduated from San Diego State, so I have my degree in kinesiology. Gracias. In kinesiology, so I'm already like, it's not a step ahead or anything because that doesn't prove shit. You know, my degree don't prove shit unless I put in the work. You know,
you proved the statistics wrong.
Yeah, but I still gotta put in the work to get to where you know. So
always, bro.
So I just like try to stay motivated and try to make new fucking like metas every time, you know. So it's just gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
Also, shout outs to JJ, the guy in the camera too, bro.
Thank you for recording, brother.
Shout outs to JJ, bro. He's been here since the morning, and he was with me yesterday since the morning as well.
Damn.
So shout outs to JJ, bro.
Muchas gracias, man.
He's a trooper. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, carnal.
All right. Well, I think with that being said, I think we had enough for this episode. I kind of gotta start packing up, and but it was nice having you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
Whenever you, I want to see what your collection looks like a year from now. So
oh yeah, for sure.
Maybe we can do like a live video at your place or something.
Yeah, sure. No worries, dog. I got the time, you know. We'll set it up.
Players, bro.
Dude.
You're about to meet a bunch of people.
No, like, the funny thing about it though, like we'll talk about it some other time, but this guy's like, "Hey, fool, I'm not gonna show you my connects." And then everybody starts coming in and start meeting people. It's like, hey, where's some of these conectas, man? I'm like, you're not supposed to know them. I was like, fool, like, I didn't do nothing on purpose.
Yeah.
And I was just talking on my way over here with my wife, exactly that same situation. Like, it's funny how this shit works. And
You're going to meet a lot of people,
bro.
Yeah.
And that's what I like, though, you know what I mean? It's just, like, honest people. Like, it's not about, like, the cash. It's a bonus, you know what I mean? But, like, it's all about just making that connection, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That story, you know?
Yeah.
That Woody story.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, man. Well, thank you. Well, this was the end of episode 17. This was Eduardo Pineda,
Benjamin,
and Felipe.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
Peace out.